The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. Yeah. The bye, guys. Yeah. We keep the bye, guys. Yeah. The bye, guys.
Yeah.
The bye, guys.
Yeah.
The bye, guys.
Yeah.
The bye, guys.
Yeah.
The bye, guys.
Yeah.
The bye, guys.
Yeah.
The bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Hey everybody, happy new year from the Bye Guys. Bye Guys. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. New year with the Bye Guys. Gonna be a great year, gonna be a great year. Gonna be the best year ever, cause we're sucking dicks and cheating pussy.
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 And buttholes.
We really haven't done anything gay in like a decade, but we're riding it, cause it's easier than being funny and noticeable, cause it's a gimmick.
Some of us had a slip up during the pandemic.
Oh my god.
Some of us relapsed on man ass.
Oh my god, that is.
Woo!
Wow.
Hey everybody, happy Insurrection Day. We're the guys that put the erection in insurrection, and we're here to say happy new year. Thank you for tuning in. I am so excited to be here. I left my rings at home. My gal got me an Italian gold chain. I left that at home too, so that's something to look forward to next week. I need turquoise to feel powerful, so I have my lighter out. And also a belt with turquoise on it that I got at Moon Tower. Zach, how you doing?
It's great to be back, my friend.
It's great to be back, and it's great to see you. I haven't seen you in like a month.
Yeah.
Because we took a little break over Christmas, had some great episodes at air, the live Skank Fest with Dad Mean and our episode with Ari Shaffir. And we're back, and couldn't be happier. I've been looking forward to this. All year.
It's very, very nice, my friend.
Yes, all year. All 6 days of the year. And first
and two of our favorite guests are here.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure one of them's queer.
No.
No?
We're both half queer.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. Like together we put
together
a little,
we're one.
Yeah, yeah. You're one queer.
Yeah. Together. Which one did you think was queer?
That
me.
One.
Wow. Just because he meant weird. He meant it in its other...
My great grandmother called gay people careers.
Careers?
Careers.
Careers.
She was this old Italian lady and she would just stare out the window. Say, damn careers.
No. Are you sure she wasn't talking about Koreans?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. She was like Olivia Soprano. Italians are so fucked in the head. Anyway.
It's just Livia, by the way.
Yeah. Livia.
There's no O. It's just Livia.
I said Livia.
You said Olivia.
No, I said Livia Soprano.
No, you very distinctly said Olivia Soprano.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't like that kind of talk.
The world's a whole big nothing. Speaking of big nothings, we're so happy to have our guests here. Before we get into it, check out the YouTube page. Hit subscribe. We appreciate you guys checking us out. GasDigitalNetwork.com/
promo code guys for a 7-day free trial to the network. And if you like it, keep it. But let's introduce our guests. They also have a show here on the network and are two of our favorite people in the world.
Yes.
From broad topics here on Gas Digital Network, Kim Congdon and Alex Carlotto.
What's up?
Hey.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
You guys are all ready? You're full of donuts. I brought some baked goods for the day.
The donuts were the best thing.
Are they not?
They were the best donuts I've ever eaten. The crunchy thing was fucking disgusting.
Yeah, well, up for debate. They are the mochi donut from Winston Bakery.
Unless they're an ad. And then the crunchy thing was delish. From Winston's.
No, it's my
it's a day one favorite on this show. Yes. You've been bringing it in since literally the very first time we recorded.
And which is almost
only,
a year ago.
Yeah, it's the only snack that we indulge in before this show. Yeah.
Winston Bakery on Graham and Montrose in Brooklyn, Williamsburg.
It's truly the best donut in the world.
Is it not?
The texture of it is different than any other donut. It tastes like dough.
It's almost like crunchy on the outside and chewy on the inside.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's like the marshmallow of donuts.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
A burnt marshmallow of donuts.
I was actually tongue fucking it. That's how good it is. When you eat it, you like make a rim around the crunchy part and then you put your tongue through the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's how you have to eat it and that's how you know it's good.
Which is crazy because the donut already has a hole, but you're not tongue fucking that hole. You're making a new hole.
That's how good it is.
One doesn't belong. Yeah.
Yep. And welcome to the first come of the new season of Bye Guys. I just came my pants. So
first come of the year.
We're all full of good donuts. Alex loves them. You always ask what kind it is every fucking time. It's a mochi fucking donut.
I don't know if it's because I'm like always smoking a little weed before the show starts.
Ding, 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 ding. That's the answer. We got a winner.
That's when I ask you what kind of donut they are. But it was embarrassing to ask you today what kind of donut they are, knowing how many times I've asked you in the past.
Never be embarrassed to ask me a question.
No, I'm not. You know me.
Never be embarrassed.
I got so high the other night. I've been playing a lot of Mario Party. It's kind of been my thing.
Not with the computer or with your wife?
With my wife.
Oh, that's so fun.
And got real high the other night. And you know how before the mini games, there's like, they give you a chance to learn the controls?
Mm-hmm.
I sat and played the demo for 10 minutes, thinking I was playing the game. Until my trick had to go, you know, this doesn't count, right? And I was like counting stuff. I was like scoring. I was like, I'm fucking killing this bitch.
Oh, no.
And she wasn't even playing.
That's hilarious.
I was playing the demo screen for 10 minutes. It was a great feeling.
Yeah. That's like you have to be wildly high or a small child to do that.
I'm both technically. Yeah.
Dude, do you want to hear the worst like high technology story? You know, remember Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No.
What? You don't know that show?
No, we're young.
What?
We're young girls.
Adult Swim, 15-minute
really
episodes.
Unfortunately.
18, honestly.
We're really tight and young.
I literally just had, like, my first hair.
They call me barely legal.
Yeah.
Barely legal Billy. Dude, so I think it was, like, season 4, if you pop the DVD in. And
what's
you hit
a DVD?
It's the best kind of threesome when you have dick, vagina, dick. you hit play all, and it starts to play one of the episodes, and then 15 seconds in, it plays another episode, and then 15 seconds in, plays another episode, and it just does it in these little cubes until it's all these episodes playing over and over each other, and you can't stop it unless you turn the DVD player off.
What?
And me and my friends, right
is
before we played it.
Is it a glitch or is it meant to be that way?
I don't know if it was a glitch or if it's meant to be that way, but I swear to God, we ripped the biggest, creamiest gravity bongs before we start watching, and we
I've
all
never
went
called
insane.
It creamy.
No.
You've never made a creamy gravity bong?
Milky, maybe.
Where it's just milky and cloudy?
Okay. I've said milky.
Looks like cream? Okay. No? It's called a cream dream?
That's just, new to me, but go ahead.
I just
a cream dream? I don't
cream
think
dream.
So.
Never had a cream dream? You've never had a knockdown
a cream dream while smoking weed with the boys?
When Zach has a cream dream, it's about donuts.
Yeah, 100%.
Anyway, we went insane, and my friend was staring at the TV, and he goes, I can't see out of my eyes. Have you ever had a friend get so high you've had to soothe them back to reality?
Yeah.
Just like hold them and pet them?
Is that it?
Dude.
Well, I have a legitimate belief.
Are you going to play the sound, or are we just going to have it mime it?
I believe that if you...
This.
Okay, can I tell you?
Yo, play from the beginning. Play from the beginning. I'm telling you. Play, go, beginning. Beginning.
There's a dude who's just introducing it at the top. I see what Mike's doing there. Listen, not to have to come to his defense. Okay. I know I've changed the way that I interact with Harrington.
Alex is a CEO that used to be a worker, so she knows how it is.
Dude, what does the guy say on the intro? Can you imagine being high out of your mind and being unable to stop this?
Well, I have a belief that if you're on...
And on this box set, there's a feature called Play All. Play All is a pretty common feature on most DVD sets because what it does is it plays every episode back to back so that you don't have to keep selecting the next one in the series. This does something a little different with...
Oh, then it was a prank. I get it now.
Yeah.
Well, depending on which way you look at...
A man is talking, Alex.
Sorry.
Harrington, continue.
They wasted the feature, or they made something cooler, funnier, and better out of what was there.
Oh yeah, that was worth it. Per usual.
Shut me up for the most boring 1 minute of this show in history.
But in my opinion, when Aqua Teen is at its best, it's one of the absolute funniest shows ever made.
We got it, Ian.
You're right. You're right. All right, you're right.
Hey, listen.
2022 is about admitting when you're wrong.
Let me tell you though. One time, you know that sound
Harrington,
of all
play
that
guy again. No, okay.
You know all that chatter at the same time. I had a dream one time. I was in an office and I could hear that chatter. And the second I realized it was a dream, it went dead silent.
That's
and then people
spooky.
Started whispering one at a time, like normal talk.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that weird?
Did you feel like you were on stage again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, I wrote
down.
That
was down, the dream. Me on stage.
I had a dream about the people here last night, and I wrote it down so that
really?
I remember it.
Yes? I hope Zach shows us Goatsy.
No, I wrote it down. Okay. I have a lot of dreams where it's like in multiple spaces. So it was in my old high school, and a Freddy Krueger was attacking.
What?
Okay.
But then Alex saved us.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Alex.
Everybody, we were all here. But then I guess like whatever Freddy Krueger demon thing was happening, it was like Evil Dead and it went person to person. And Alex got naked and jumped in a swamp.
Okay.
And came out and Alex was the demon.
Oh, fuck.
And I was trying to convince everybody here that Alex was possessed, but everybody was just trying to get her to put her clothes back on. By the way.
Wow. I thought it was a hero. I don't know how I turned from hero to monster.
Not everyone being upset you were naked in his dream.
Yeah. The worst part of that nightmare is that Alex was naked and wouldn't put her clothes back on.
No, she was covered in mud. She was like a swamp demon.
Oh, man. This really turned
And I was the only
south.
One that could see your demon face.
Well, I could see my demon face, I feel. I get it.
It fucked me up.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Zach. I didn't mean to.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I got to see you naked, so it was worth it.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dope. Isn't that the best when you have a dream about a chick you've never seen naked, and you're like, I think I can count that.
That's never happened.
Oh, I have a ton of those.
I've only had naked people I've seen naked before. It's never been someone I don't know naked.
I think I got a good naked imagination.
Really? Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Sometimes I'll dream. I used to have dreams that girls' vaginas had zippers.
What?
No way.
Yeah, I used to have dreams that you had to unzip the vagina.
That's kind of hot.
That is kind of hot. I don't know why when you said that. You know why?
Hot,
can I explain
I
to you? I know
then
why.
You can zip your vagina back
no,
up.
Because, no, because the visual gives you the vibration of the zipper going down.
Yeah, he's got to go and physically unzip you to get in there. It's kind of hot. I don't
and
know why.
And the feeling of the zipper going like.
Yeah. It's like
you guys
down
are
down
just
your
talking
skin.
About jeans.
No, it's made of your skin, though.
No, yeah. But it's your skin.
Ew, that's so gross.
The clit could be the texture of jeans.
The clit could be the holder.
You get it.
And you go like this.
I know.
And
sounds great.
God, I'm just picturing the flesh. You think that's hot?
Yeah.
By the way, they're not a sponsor, but can I recommend the product?
Yeah, always.
The Womanizer?
What is that?
Oh, yeah. You guys don't know about Aqua Teen Hunger Force. You don't know about the Womanizer.
Teach us.
All you know is about zipper vaginas.
Teach us, daddies.
I think the company I got it from was called L-E-E-L-O.
Lilo.
Maybe? Well, it's so it looks.
The Womanizer is the truth.
So it kind of looks like a computer mouse.
Lilo and Stitched up vagina.
It looks like a computer mouse, but it's got like a handle, and it's a little. It's a clit sucker.
Oh, I mean, they have them in all shapes and sizes. I just don't know all
yeah,
the
but
specific
this,
brands.
This thing, you will squirt like you've never squirted before.
Well, I've never squirted.
And it's got a
little.
Well, then
it would be
fucking put on your galoshes because it's coming.
Yeah.
Oh my God! What the fuck?
The one all the way on the top right is the one is close to the one I'm familiar with.
Oh, okay. That's what you put on your clit.
Yeah.
Can you show a woman using it?
I put it on my nipple the other day and jerked off.
Did you?
Really?
Yes, I 100%.
Oh my God! Does it lube it up while it does it?
No, but you can.
Oh wow!
Wait.
Can you show someone using it?
So it sucks.
Right.
And you can change the intensity and the, like, pattern.
Wow.
And, dude, this thing is wild.
Really?
I'm talking, like,
Should I get a clit sucker?
I'm talking 20, 30 seconds flat.
No.
Man.
For you to come.
No.
Oh, the other. Oh.
Yeah.
Dude,
for the person with a clit, yes.
I have friends that have used this, and they've said they had to change the sheets. They never knew they could squirt before.
See,
in this
you know, on all those pictures, I do like the top one, but there's something I don't like about having to insert something in myself.
Well, you don't have to put anything with the one.
Right, yours doesn't.
That,
but the one, but you
on
saw
the
one beneath it that had like the things inside
yeah,
of it.
I don't want to have to hook it in. Yeah,
I don't
want to
have to. Yeah, hook myself.
Yeah. Like you're going rock climbing.
Yeah,
with your pussy.
Yeah. Like I'm a fucking bass in the ocean.
Harrington, do you have a video of someone using it? Go. I got excited. Actually, no, I haven't looked at pornography in like 2 months. No!
Really?
Yeah.
There are service outages on our block at the moment. We're having a hard time loading a
How
video.
Are we gonna
That's
play
God
guess
doing
the
for me what I could not do for myself.
That's all right. We can make
There's
do.
Four buttholes.
We're working
here.
On it.
Yeah, we got a little bit.
Four buttholes, four eyes.
Wow.
Hey, bye guys and gals. This episode is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. You guys know Blue Chew. They've been making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Their tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. It's an online prescription service, so that means no visits to the doctor, no weird conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, because it ships right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. Their tablets prepare and ship direct, and they're made in the USA, so that's why it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you, yes you, could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform with the person you love, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. You get to try Blue Chew free. You heard that right. Free when you use our promo code GUYS at checkout. All you pay is the $5 shipping. So that's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS, and you're going to get your first month free. And thank you so much to Blue Chew for sponsoring not just this podcast, but my love life. Now, let's get back into the program. What do you say?
Oh my God, let's just spin the bottle, but you have to
show
each other's butthole.
You have to show if it lands on you, you have to be the person that takes a picture of your butthole in the bathroom.
What? I got a bottle.
I don't want to play it, but I do want to know
it
who it would
extreme.
Land on.
Landed on Kim. What do you know?
Oh, no. I didn't shake.
Here, while we're waiting for the internet to come back up, let's get plugs out of the way. Hit that plug music. Alex, what do you want people to get eyes on?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And, of course, check out Broad Topics podcast that's on iTunes and YouTube for free every single Monday. You could also catch me on Sick and Portly, Watch Rick and Morty every Monday night after Legion of Skanks, only on GasDigitalNetwork.com/live.
Fantastic. Kimberly?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1, and check out my podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Wineshank, and Broad Topics with Alex Scarlato.
Phenomenal. I'll go. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. Two dates I want to plug, January the 11th. I'll be at Five Boroughs Brewing Company in Brooklyn alongside Ryan Shaner, Brian Six, Robbie Bernstein, and Josh Adam Myers. And then January the 15th, I will be with Catalyst Wrestling in Brooklyn at The Muse. And it's going to be a really fucking fun show, and I really want people to come out. Come on out, hang out. It'll be an absolute blast. And Ian...
Hi, I'm Ian, iAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch and Instagram. February 11th and 12th, I'm at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. Gonna be a fun time. Next weekend, I'm with the great David Tell in Boston, Connecticut, and Maine. Check out my other podcast, Sopranos Prima Volta, with Sam Roberts on Not Sam YouTube channel. I've never seen Sopranos before. He's seen it like 10 times. It's a watch-along podcast. I am loving the Sopranos. Check it out. And I have something else coming up, and I totally forget. My brain is scrambled eggs right now. I haven't been sleeping well. But anyway, appreciate all the support and you guys coming out to shows, saying hi, what's up. Means a lot. Keep it up. And let's get on with the show.
I say that to people, too. I say, if you see me out in public and you don't fucking start screaming and make a scene. I hate when I get a message like, hey, I saw you. And I didn't want to bother you.
I didn't want to weird you out. I'm like, this is more weird.
This is the time. Yeah. I was like, don't weird me out in 6 years. Mm-hmm. Weird me out now. I need it. This mm-hmm. was keeping me alive.
I always tell people to do this. I've done this a few times for comics. If you see a comic out on a date, very shyly walk up to him. If it's a guy. If it's a girl, I'm sure it works.
I've done this for my friends who are comics.
I've done this for multiple comics who I know.
Sorry to bother you.
I go, hey, I'm so sorry to bother you, but, you know, hey, I saw you on Conan, or like, dude, your new album's so fucking funny.
I've done that for a friend.
Have a good night, and then walk away quietly.
That's happened serendipitously with strangers on like dates and stuff.
One time I was in Central Park on mushrooms taking a walk. And this dude, and I was tripping by myself so hard, this dude came up to me and he's like, are you Kim Congdon? And I forgot that I was a comedian. And I thought that he was stalking me. And I literally was like, yeah, and like ran away. So there's one dude out there that thinks I'm just a bitch.
Jesus Christ. One dude?
yeah, he owns this network.
Dude, a really cool thing. My mom came out to visit me for the first time. I've lived in New York since 2003, and she's visited me maybe not even five times. But she came up, and I was bawling. I got her a ticket up here, feeling good.
When you said bawling, I pictured you crying.
Yeah, me too. No. We all did.
Yeah. I was sad. Tears of joy. And we were in Central Park, and I was showing her Strawberry Fields, and we're walking around, and a guy stopped me and was like, hey, blah, blah, and was like very complimentary and everything. And it just felt like really nice for that to happen in front of my mom. Mm,
I love that.
It was really, really sweet.
That's the best.
Shout out, Gail. She got me the best Christmas gift. She got me a whole box of huge Pellegrinos. Because I'm like a Pellegrino guy. Isn't that really nice?
That's very thoughtful.
Does she live? Does she live?
Delaware.
So you had to fly back Pellegrino on the plane?
It's not a flight. It's like a 2-hour drive.
Oh.
Where do you think we are?
She's just dying to be ungrateful for something.
I
was just thinking of how much of a pain in the ass would be if you had to get on a plane with a box of water.
No, I was with my gal. We had a car. We put it in the trunk.
That's much better.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Anyways, your mom's a bitch.
Oh, that fucking rules. How's your guys' New Year's? What'd you guys do?
Oh, man. Mine was pretty quiet. I had dinner at my parents' house and then went out to Brooklyn Comedy Club to meet Mike for midnight. And we took a couple mushrooms and ran karaoke in the back room for like 2 hours.
Oh,
and then
fun.
Went home and watched Twilight Zone till like 7 a.m.
Hell yeah.
It was chill.
Yeah. And what'd you do, Kim?
I went to Florida and I stayed in this like treehouse thing on the river. And I partied with my sisters and did mushrooms.
Oh, wow. Dude, everybody's...
Did you get fucked in a treehouse too? Who got fucked in a treehouse?
Who got fucked
in
a
treehouse? We had two broads on the show, and one of them fucked a dude in the treehouse.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, shit. You got
that wasn't me.
No,
but
it wasn't you. It was another. We had two chicks on the show, and one of them talked about
Ashley
getting fucked.
Hamilton?
I didn't get fucked in a treehouse.
But you wanted to.
Well, seeing some of your ex-boyfriends, that's not surprising.
I see where you're going. They like nature.
Do they have tree houses in Jamaica? Wait a minute. Who got fucked in a tree house?
I don't know. We had two dippy broads on here. And one
if
of them
you
fucking
are
a guy
listening
at like
now,
a music festival.
Hit up the chat.
Not these two.
About who got fucked in a tree
They're
house.
They're going to say dippy broads. Kim and Alex got fucked in a treehouse.
Tippy Broad's topics.
Tippy Broad's.
Wait, who got fucked in a treehouse?
I don't know. We had girls on. And
That was our first mistake.
having a podcast?
Yeah. Whoop, Kim. No, your mom's a bitch. fuck. I don't know.
I remember somebody got fucked in a tree. I had been fucked in a treehouse recently, possibly during a music festival.
Wait, wouldn't you be scared of splinters?
No, I'm sure there was a bed in the tree. It wasn't like a 12-year-old's treehouse.
He's looking me dead in the eyes while like he's asking me.
It wasn't like a 12-year-old. It wasn't like a treehouse they built. It was like a structure.
I'll tell you, I took the best shower. The treehouse, the tallest branch of the tree had an outdoor shower. So the top of the tree was a shower that you climb up a ladder to.
You took an elevated shower?
An elevated shower that overlooks outdoors. The whole river, butt naked outside under the stars.
What?
On awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to pay for this?
Mm-mm.
What? It was just available
it's
in
my
nature.
Aunt's house, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I saw something yesterday in a group on Facebook. I want to know your opinion.
Yes?
Have you ever heard of a Pittsburgh toilet?
Oof. Doesn't sound good.
Oh, Harrington, I think I saw you post this. Isn't it just a toilet in a basement?
So in houses in Pittsburgh, pre-World War II, because a lot of people were like factory workers and would come home dirty, the houses would have a separate entrance through the basement. And the basement, yes,
no,
just has a freestanding toilet.
What?
And then usually on the other side of that is a shower with a drain.
No.
I would love that.
Oh, no, that's
I would not.
For me.
I want a desk in front of it, and that's where I do Zoom podcasts.
No, no.
A Pittsburgh office.
You know, that's, I said this fact this morning, and it's embarrassing I'm saying it twice, is that people get aneurysms from pooping first thing in the morning, brain
what?
Aneurysms.
Really?
Yeah, that's how Elvis died, on the toilet. Because you can't, because
he died because he was constipated from all the opiates.
Yeah, I think that had a lot to do with it.
It
but,
had nothing
but,
to do with him pooping
but
in the morning.
They say it does have a little bit to do with it. If Charlie the opiates.
Who's they?
They, TikTok.
The scientists on TikTok.
Shut
TikTok.
Up.
Wait,
dude,
how
TikTok?
Do you not start your day without shitting?
Well, she was, the way it came up this morning is how impressed she was that Mike and I both left the house without pooping.
And I was saying, well, it's probably dangerous to shit because I read it gives you aneurysms, but that's only if you're waking up to push. You know what I mean? If I need a shit in the morning, I need a shit already. I'm not gonna.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna wake up and be like, "This is my time to shit," and sit down and think about it.
Women
for
wait until their shit is ready to slide out before we even go to the bathroom, and men like to take like 20 minutes beforehand. They feel it coming. They go to the bathroom. They sit. They wait for it to come out. That's what I think.
Oh yeah, a poop is not over until my legs are red from my elbows being on
your
them while I play on my
feet are numb. Yeah.
No, I mean me and Alex have talked about it. The way that men take so long to shit and feel. Infuriates me. There's nothing
so long.
More disgusting than a man shitting.
They love
what?
It.
Ugh, it is so gross. Like you guys are just in there.
There are manly. There are women that take a long. I used to know a girl, not my chick, many chicks ago, who would bring her laptop into the bathroom with her.
Oh, okay.
And
no,
I lost all respect for her.
No.
Yeah, but she had a dick.
Every time.
She was a tiny Asian.
No.
A tiny Asian.
Hey, that's still a dick.
No.
I feel like every time I go to the bathroom, you would have to guess what you'd be able to, you wouldn't be able to guess whether it was.
Why? Because you're in and out?
In and
yeah,
out.
Yeah, same.
Dude, what's so
I'm in fast. I'm in and out faster
you
than
know,
a pee sometimes.
You know.
How?
What?
Don't you have stuff to do in life? Like,
you know.
No.
You know when we're shitting, when we go to the bathroom, the shit is like 30 seconds of the entire thing, and the rest of it is sitting to take a break
women
from dealing with you, Dippy Broads.
No, wait,
oh,
what
that's
are you
what
talking
you need
about?
To sit in your own shit, because that's better than being around us. You just need
courtesy
to sit
flush.
With your own smell of your own assholes.
Sometimes I like it.
Dude, I will tell you this. This is a fun fact about Lewis. When I was dating Lewis, one time he went into the Starbucks bathroom with a fucking laptop. The one person bathroom. And sat down and took a long shit and came out. There's a line of people. He came out with his laptop and didn't give a fuck.
It is more polite to do heroin in that bathroom.
I was like, I was so embarrassed. I didn't even want to leave with him.
I'm horrified by that.
I wanted this whole podcast to be more tidbits.
But I will say, secrets. As someone else who's dated Lewis, Lewis likes to shit to a soundtrack.
A specific
what?
One?
I know, just one in general.
He loves a good 9-inch nails while he's shitting.
Mudvayne.
Hans Zimmer.
One time I sat at his house for about a half an hour while he shit to It must have been the soundtrack to maybe the first Suicide Squad. It was all dubstep, which is pretty good shit in music.
Dubstep is good shit in music.
I just remember dubstep blasting from the band.
Like it's the tones of it would loosen your bowels.
Go to a gig, he'll be like, come to my house at 4:30. And he plans to leave at 5:30, and I just have to sit there while he gets ready.
It makes me sick.
And yes, the amount of times I have sat politely during an Enormous Lewis shit, which I would never ever pull on somebody.
Me neither.
I would be like, hey, this person's about to be here in 20 minutes.
No,
let me shit.
It would have to be an emergency for me to be spending my time in the bathroom while somebody is there waiting for me. It would have to be a serious emergency where I'm going
to
ask you to leave.
Plan that out is psychopathic.
I get anxiety if I have a friend over and have to do anything else besides like stare at them and entertain them. I'm like,
stare at them.
You know what I mean?
That being said,
it's true.
I don't want to throw Lewis under the bus. I have my own foibles. I did one time on a OkCupid date fall asleep mid-shit with the door open.
Oh, that would piss.
How's that possible?
That happened to a chick I went home with one time when I was drinking in Delaware. I went home with this chick. She lived on Jefferson Street, which is like a bad area town. And I go in and do...
He said it with a black accent, too.
Well, that was kind of letting you know what kind of gal she was. And
it was... By the way, you can just say, like, if it's a street named after a president.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Usually. Right.
Or a letter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Street.
Yep.
Malcolm
or a
X
civil
Boulevard.
Rights leader.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude, so we...
She lived on the corner of Malcolm Jamal Warner.
So we went to her place, dude, her room.
She lived off of Godfrey Avenue.
Dude, her room... Mattress on the floor, no sheets, fucking just bottles and Gatorade things and cans empty. They looked like a hoarder. It was terrible.
So you ate her out?
So I ate her out. No, this was a stinky winky. And I didn't really get near it. It was, yeah. And so she was like, ew. I have to go to the bathroom. And I'm just like waiting on her bed.
That's one of the Teletubbies. Stinky winky.
I pass out. I wake back up. And she is naked, hunched over the toilet. And I'm like, I'm going to go.
Naked, so titties hunched
stole
over.
Stole her whiskey and went home.
Yeah, man, you have to be so fucked up for that.
It was this girl that used to come over at like 3 a.m. And I don't know her name. I only knew her by her OkCupid name, which was Bear Hunter. The first time she came over at 2 o'clock in the morning with a sports bottle full of wine.
And a shotgun.
And a bit, yeah. She caught my leg.
And
she caught
orange,
my leg in one of those
bright orange
traps.
Vest.
And I fucked her. I said, what else do you want to do? She asked me to fist her.
No.
And I fisted her. And then she said, and this is like 5 in the morning now, she goes, do you have any other hairy fat friends that want to come over and fuck me? And I was like, probably, but not right now. So then she came over a couple times, but she would call me like at 1 in the morning. And one night I was very drunk, and she called me, and I was like, yeah, come over. And she came over, I think we had sex, and then I was like, I'll be back, I gotta pee. And then I just wake up to her putting her coat on, and I realized I had fallen asleep mid-shit. Door open, and I was like, can I walk into the subway or something? And this is the last time I ever saw her. She was standing at my front door, and she just slammed my door and went, I walk alone!
I walk alone.
By the way, since I didn't describe her at all, guess around the room.
You didn't need to.
Ethnicity.
Yeah.
Ethnicity and build. Because it's going to surprise you.
Well, now I'm going to go different than what I would assume. So I'm going to go...
I'm going to go black and skinny.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, me too.
Big, black, half Pakistani.
Oh,
that
giant
is
giant afro.
Okay.
Hairy armpits.
Ugh.
Very hairy
vagina.
I would love
to see like a yearbook of all the women you fucked. Just like, you know...
This is a very artsy thing, but have you ever heard of the movie 8 and a Half?
No.
No,
I haven't heard of the movie, but not us getting horny over 8 and a half together.
It's a Fellini film.
I think I got it playing in my pants.
And he stars in it, and there's a scene where he has a nightmare where every woman he's ever slept with, he's locked in a house with. But it's not just every woman he's ever slept with. It's like every woman throughout his life. So it's like his mom, his babysitters, everybody, up to all his girlfriends. And they're all screaming at him at the same time.
Oh, like that Aqua Teen Hunger Force thing? He hit play all with all the women from his past?
Yes.
Of every woman that he's ever had like a relationship with.
When I was in college, I went to IHOP with my friends late at night one time, and our server was so fucking hot, and I gave him my phone number. And then for like 2 or 3 months, he would just come over to my house, to my apartment. He didn't even have a car. He was so hot. He would come over to my apartment on the bus, eat me out, and then leave.
Wow.
Nice. He never even fucked me once.
Hell
and he
dream.
Was so
Did he bring
good
the syrup?
Yeah. 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 It was great. And
Did
he...
you try to fuck him?
No. He would really? Literally eat me out. I would come. He would like tuck me in, give me a kiss on the forehead, and he'd let himself out. I didn't even have to like get up.
Wow.
And then angel. He would just come back all the time. And then one day he just stopped calling.
The Sandman.
Yeah.
Never to return.
Yeah. I miss him. I think about him. It's literally been so long. And I've sometimes
do you still
been
have
like,
his phone
I wonder.
Number?
No, but I remember his name.
What?
I can't say no, it.
Put it out there. Maybe he'll come back into your life.
Perfect angel.
Yeah. His first name's fine.
I'm not going to dox him.
Just don't dox him.
Also, what about just his last name? Because it's good.
Yeah.
What? His last name was Innocent.
No, it wasn't.
Shut up. Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a feeling his first and last name is one word.
What?
This is Innocent. He works at IHOP. Until my mixtape gets off the ground.
No, he had a very normal first name.
Demarius Innocent.
No.
It just sounds like a mother's plea
he had a
on
white,
the news.
He had a white first name.
Marcus Innocent.
It's whiter.
Steve Innocent.
Darker.
Craig Innocent. Wait, am I warmer with the names? Matthew.
Okay, enough. We're not going to guess his name.
Matthew Innocent?
The funniest name is Christian Innocent.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great name.
So if Matthew he listens to Bye Innocent. Guys, hit me up.
You don't want to reconnect with this guy?
Maybe I could find him myself.
Wow. That'd be such a great love story.
Yeah, just try
the
like
guy
every
that used to eat me out from IHOP.
Try like every like IHOP, Denny's, Waffle House in the area.
What kind of love stories do you watch, dude? You're fucked.
I had an angel
That's
like
such
that.
A white trash Lifetime movie.
That's such a good love story.
Kim goes back to Florida for a funeral. That's how every Lifetime movie starts.
I go to IHOP and I'm like, give me another round of cakes. Yeah, I'm all sad.
Yeah.
I'm just
hit
here.
Me again.
Yeah, I have a fiance back in LA, but yeah. I'm just here in my small town again.
Hey Kim, how are you? Me? I'm just detoxing off of pills.
The waiter goes, Matthew Innocent? Is that you?
The waiter sniffs around and recognizes you. His last name was Innocent, but he was guilty of eating good pussy.
It turns to him, he's smiling with syrup in his hand. Yeah, dude, I love IHOP.
I'd like to IHOP on that pussy.
I hopped on that dick.
International House of Poontang.
International House of Pussy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a blowjob. I've had a few blowjob angels like that.
Blowjob angels?
Yeah, they just... I think it was that they liked me enough that they would suck my dick, but were grossed out enough by me that they wouldn't fuck me.
That's the opposite way I feel about someone.
Yeah.
I will rather fuck someone I'm grossed out by than suck their dick.
Absolutely.
God bless
I don't want
both.
My face down there.
Me neither.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember
my,
one girl,
my pussy's at least far away.
My pussy
from
can
me,
take a beating.
Like, yeah. So can the rest of you. Come on.
Yeah.
I had one girl I remember years ago.
I've been a blowjob angel.
Yeah?
I earn my wings.
I think that gets you into heaven.
Well, I'm going. It feels kind of good being a blowjob angel. You
I
know, like you're
this
giving
girl
a gift.
In my bathroom.
No one wants
during
to
during a party.
About that.
Points at the tub and goes, do you want to pee on me?
What?
And I said, no, thank you. Blowjob would be cool. Gives me a blowjob. Go to come on her tits. And she goes, I don't like that.
Ugh.
I was like, I was going to pee a lot.
Oh, I thought she was going to be like, open her butthole in my butt instead.
No, she said she didn't let, she wanted to be
she
peed on.
She wanted to be peed on, but not wanted to
but
be cummed
would
on.
Not take a cum shot.
Listen, cum really sticks to you. Pee seems easier to clean off, to be honest.
No.
Cum is a bitch to get off of
pee
your skin.
Pee smells.
Especially if you
can't
immediately
clean
go to
pee
water.
Off with a sock.
Yeah, you need to take a shower if you're going to be, pee stinks all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been peed on? Yeah.
I haven't been peed on like just laying there and someone peed on me.
You've been peed on in the shower all that.
Yeah, yeah, like joking around.
Yeah, who hasn't?
Yeah.
Ian?
What?
Have you been peed on?
Ian's been peed in.
Yeah, I've been peed in, peed on, peed out.
We were experimenting, but he couldn't come yet, so he just peed in my butt.
No, in the shower. Oh, dude, one time.
And then
an
a balloon blew up out of Ian's mouth.
One time,
for some reason, it was helium.
I had an ex that was like giving me a massage naked. She's like, I have to pee. I was like, well, go. And she goes, on you? I was like, no. And she goes, what'd you do if I peed on you? And I was like, I will flip the fuck out. And I just felt this warm trickle on my back, and I bucked up like a fucking bull. And she flew off the bed. It's like, ah!
She really started peeing on you?
Without consent. Disgusting. Specifically against
she pee raped you?
She were piss raped?
Was a terrible person.
Not you getting piss raped.
I know. I think I told this story before about...
You got piss raped.
I got piss
we can't
raped.
Just move past the fact that he got pee raped.
I'm sorry.
I have a friend who got shit raped.
No.
What?
Yeah. Was finishing.
Wow.
You got me peed.
That's like, that's like.
You got pee-tooed.
Pee-tooed, yes.
Oh my
is.
God, this is so cool. I just turned 37 and I figured out I'm a victim.
You're a victim.
Hell yeah, dude. Woo!
You have
she
your harrowing tail. You're a survivor. You're a survivor, Ian.
She mm-hmm. also shoved my toothbrush up her ass and then let me use it.
Oh, that end.
To win an argument.
Oh.
She was a terrible person.
Wow, how did that win her the argument?
Because we were arguing and
that he
she
couldn't
was like,
eat ass
I have to go
with a toothbrush.
That she couldn't fit the whole toothbrush head up her butt.
We were arguing and then she goes, I have to go to the bathroom. I go, all right. She goes in, comes out and goes, I'm not mad anymore and gave me a kiss. And she goes, why don't you brush your teeth before you go to bed?
No.
Like, okay. So I
you
went.
Is this the woman
who called you a couple weeks ago?
No, this okay. is what this is a girl when
You've
I was like 20.
Too many crazy exes,
I know,
dude. This
I
is
know.
Wild.
Well, I've only had like, well, yeah. And then the next day, she's like, "Do you know why I forgave you so fast last night?" I was like, "Why?" And she told me, I was like,
"Oh,
this is
that's
fucking...
psychopathic."
No,
yeah, dude. And
that's
what do you know?
Jail, dude.
She
that's fucked up.
She is like a period schemer now. She like does these like.
I think you meant pyramid.
Yeah, I'm but, very confused.
A period
yeah, she
schemer.
Does like,
a period make... schemer is a girl that calls you and says she needs $500.
She's like, make money fast with me in this class. Like, that's how she does her living now. She's a terrible person.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, I have a buddy, and he was roommates with one of my best friends, and he was just a Tinder hound. And he was with
Tinder
this,
hound?
He just always had Tinder chicks over. Mm-hmm. And, he had a girl, and this girl was crazy fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
The first time he slept with her was at her house. After they hooked up, she went over and showed him that her husband was on FaceTime watching them. He was deployed overseas.
No.
What?
So he fucked her in front of her husband and didn't know. By the way,
what?
Think that's rape.
That's kind of rapey.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Is it considered
technology rape
to take a video of somebody without them knowing?
So.
Then yeah.
So that guy watched. He kept hooking up with her, and I got the updates from his roommate, which was that girl's over again. Something smells.
She's
laughing maniacally.
Oh no.
She's laughing harder.
Oh,
the
no.
whole house smells like shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
updates.
God. Everything smells like shit. I'm going to the bar. And the next day, okay, I came back. I got the full story. And she was, like, joking with he was fucking her. And she was like, what if I just shit on you? And he's like, please don't. And she's like, but yeah, but what if I did? He's like, I wouldn't like it. And she just took a wet shit all over. She was on top of him, reverse cowgirl.
No!
And just shit all over him. And he had to kick her out and never talk to her again. And she laughed the whole time.
I'm fucked up over that.
Yeah, she was Indian. I don't know why I need to include that part.
What, that's why the shit was watery.
Yeah. She had some. She had her own water.
Yeah. Man.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah, dude. You guys think men are fucked up.
That's fucked up. I don't even.
Ian, are you okay?
No. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, I know. Indian tricks, right?
I know.
You know what's crazy? One time I was online and I saw this dude and he was on a meme. We could probably find the meme. It was this meme about, it said, it was this really hot mixed dude and he was with like an older blonde woman. And it says, "Happy Mother's Day to this woman. She's not my mom, but she's someone's mom and I smash, so salute." And he was so hot, and I saved the meme and I sent it to my friend. I said, "This dude is so hot." And 2 weeks later, I matched with him on Tinder. And then randomly, and I'm like, this is the dude from the meme.
Did you fuck?
And then I fucked him, and it was some of the best sex of my life. And then we never spoke again. We went for milkshakes. That's him.
Oh, is this him?
Yeah. That's him.
You manifested that, Kimmy.
Wow. You got fucked by J. Ron Melrose.
I don't think that's his Twitter.
No, that wasn't his Twitter.
I just so like did to he think work at Kim like got Denny's. Fucked by a guy named J-Ron.
That wasn't his Twitter, everyone.
Yeah, you like J-Ron dick?
He's very hard to find. I think all of his social media is deleted. But if you guys find him, send him back to me.
Hey, J-Ron. What up?
And the sex was great.
Really?
But I think he fucked me at his friend's apartment on the couch. Jesus. But I don't care. He was so hot.
It didn't look that hot.
Thank you. I honestly have had Tinder for like 8 years. I've only hooked up with a couple of guys, and both times were really great, so I don't like to hook up with people.
What's a move on Tinder for a guy to get to pull you?
Be really hot and attractive and cool and take me out and pay for things.
Yeah.
No,
work at IHOP, eat some pussy. No, that was before Tinder.
No, but like,
she's underselling it. You have to offer to take her to a really nice dinner.
Really?
Yeah, Kim's not going anywhere unless you offer to take her for a really nice meal and pick her up. You have to arrange transport for her to get there. It can't be a hassle.
It's not easy.
Going out
Kim
of the way.
Is like a call girl.
No, call girls get money.
Yeah.
I do it for free. I do it for the love of the game. Listen, I'm not going out on Tinder.
Wait, what's a guy say, though, to do this?
It's not what
because
he says.
Because the intro on Tinder is so hard.
Oh, to even talk to me on Tinder?
Yeah, like to get a girl's attention on Tinder.
I don't know.
It's like
he just has to be hot.
Fucking hard. Well, I guess that was my problem.
He doesn't have to say much. He just has to be like pretty hot and sort of charismatic.
Oh, please. You've never been on a dating app and changed your preferences to drinks heavily? What up, Bear Hunt?
Oh, my God. Bear Hunter.
Bear Hunter. Yeah, no, I can't really fuck people from Tinder because I'm 2 for 2. And I'm like, it's pretty good so far. Mm. I don't want to ruin.
Do you fuck dudes from DMs?
No.
What
yes.
about Twitter?
Yeah, I have fucked dudes from DMs.
Yeah?
Well, I fucked, yeah. I mean, like, I've fucked people. In the history of me having social media, I've fucked someone that slid in my DMs that I've started seeing.
But not recently.
But I don't, like, hook up with people that just DM me. No, fuck no.
Right.
Mm-mm. No, I build relationships. I've built a relationship where I talk to someone from my DMs and eventually fuck them.
Mm. Alex?
No, if somebody reaches out to me in DMs, it is always the most wild shit that they have
Isn't
to say.
Isn't that how you met the guy you were dating?
No,
Harrington?
Recently? No. I met him through friends, through a friend from high school.
Oh, okay. True.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird people used to meet each other on classified ads?
Yes. Yeah. That's like before our time, I feel.
Dude.
No, I remember seeing the ads.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I first started looking for a job, I looked in a newspaper.
How embarrassing to put it out to everybody in town.
You were 12 and you didn't know what cartoons were.
I forgot that I don't know what a newspaper
Yo, bitch.
Is.
Dude, my uncle told me about meeting some girl. Jesus Christ. He put out a classified ad and he was like drunk and he told me he like talked to her on the phone and somehow he was like, she asked about my cock and I was like, what'd you say? And he goes, I said it was cute. And I was like,
not the answer,
Uncle
dude.
Uncle Danny. Yeah.
Cute? Oh, Uncle Jimmy with the cute cock.
Yeah.
Uncle Jimmy with the cute cock.
Before Grindr, my old manager, who you know, Ian.
Yeah, used to do a gay bird call.
Homosexual.
And, Look me in the ass. And then all
I was just going to do a cock. Oh, fuck.
He told me there was a phone service where you would leave a voicemail.
Yeah, it's in that movie, Dope Sick Love.
I did not know that.
Yes.
And he said he had an office where the upstairs from him, that floor was unoccupied. and it had a bathroom. So he would call this phone service and be like, I'm in this build, this address, this floor. The bathroom is unattended. I will be in this stall for my lunch break from, you know, noon to one.
He's had that on Craigslist.
And he just, and guys would call, and if they were nearby, just run over and suck his dick.
Yep.
And that's, he said he did that on every lunch break.
I feel like that is like a dude thing to be like horny for sucking dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you're guys so horny, like sucking dick get more on than your girls knees like sucking dick. Crazy. Yeah. Yep.
Sometimes you just want it.
Yeah.
You know?
You just want to suck a dick.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes. No, me? I get it sometimes, down but men are definitely way more.
One day likely. I was like, man, I just want some cock.
Really? You just want to suck it?
Yeah, it was some guy at a coffee shop. I made him close the door and then down to the storage basement. Took
wait, but how did you start like the intro of telling him you wanted to suck his dick? Oh.
I could tell that he was gay and I made some joke about like putting cream in it or whatever. And he was like, oh. And then I left and came back and we talked. And he was like, I can go on a break. And I was like, fair enough. And he went and did the deed. And
in the bathroom?
Free coffee. No, went downstairs where they keep the
beans.
Yeah, where they keep all like the storage shit. You know, but I will say,
it's like, why is my coffee coming today?
Doing that,
I've gotten hookup coffee.
Yeah, but it's like a thing to get high. Girl who worked at Starbucks. Like that's a thing. It's a means of getting like high. It's like an immediate fix, you know, and then you feel shame and shit afterwards. So then you got to like do something else to make the shame go away.
Wait, you get a fix from putting a dick in your mouth?
No, just from like that or like a deviant sexual act.
The whole situation is your fix.
Yeah. Okay.
Being like the dirty slut that shows up to a coffee shop and sucks a dick turns you on.
Yeah.
I've seen
you chock full of nuts?
I've seen guys before where I'm like I've had like an Uber driver before that's like super attractive where I'm like, think like he would love if I just sucked his dick, but I would never be like, let me suck your dick. Would you?
Would love it.
No.
And
never.
But you've had that thought when you've seen someone, you've been like, I would fuck the shit out of him.
I've had the thought of like,
hey Kim, you know who else would love if you sucked their dick? Every other dude you've ever been in a room with.
What the fuck
with.
Are you thinking? Like, wow, this guy would really like it, but that guy wouldn't.
You know who'd appreciate a good cock sucking right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This gentleman.
I think Kim's appreciating like the sudden realization of like realizing that I could just do this right now.
It's like a deviant thought.
I literally just
decide that I'll understand that deviant thought. Because that sort of turns me on and I'm like, and then the thought that he doesn't know that I'm thinking it, I like that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a deviant thought.
There's a difference between having the thought and like acting on it,
right?
You know?
Yeah,
right.
But then acting on,
I would never act on it. I'd feel kind of grossed out just by somebody who like I've barely not spoken to at all. Just like did this really quick and then walked away from it.
Wouldn't
do it for me. Yeah,
I've told this on the show before, but I had a guy in an Uber pool rub my dick and ask if I needed anything during the ride. He offered me coke and I said no because I knew we were being filmed. So it was one of those Ubers that said, you're being filmed. I was like, it seems like a bad idea. And then his name was Sebastian. He was very drunk. He was going back home to his wife, and he started rubbing inside my thigh, touched my dick, and said, well, let me know if you need anything during the ride. And he was pretty good.
And
there's
like, I could use a snack.
Were there other people in the pool?
No,
or just the driver?
Just the driver in the front. Just and me
listening
and this
to every word.
I think I talked about this on another podcast, but I used to go to the Cock. Yeah, you ever been to the Cock?
Can't say I have.
No,
I think you both have.
Yeah, we've been there, but
I think we've
have
all
you?
Been to the Cock.
Yeah, not that one.
The Cock was on 2nd and 2nd in Manhattan, and it moved up the street to the Pyramid Club where they used to have Cabin. And do you remember Cabin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the Cock used to go there, and it's this dark place. I mean, dude, it is the just bottom of the barrel fucking. There's an area where men are just naked and fucking each other, and
those are the bottoms
like
of the barrel.
yeah it's terrible, dude. It's gnarly.
I'm the barrel.
But you just sit there and you just do poppers and all this shit. So
hell,
I met some guy there, and I went back to his place, and he was like sucking my dick for coke, and I lied to him and told
him you had coke
to try. Well, I lied to get more coke and was like, yeah, I'm a writer on Saturday Night Live. And he gave me his script for me to like help him make. And it was called like Lower East Side Ballers. And it's about, it was a hip hop musical about a guy trying to make it in the big city. And it is, I want to read it on a podcast.
And now it's billions.
It is the most, yeah. It is the gnarliest thing. It is like exterior, outside, Port Authority. Profit is in the street. When will I make a profit? When will I make it worth it?
Like, no.
It is gnarly, dude. It's wild.
Well, you gave up the race of that gentleman pretty quick.
How dare you? What do you think he was?
African American.
Yeah, you're right.
I know your style.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a type.
Hey, actually, The first guy I ever hooked up with posted a new picture on Instagram, and I wanted to show you. You guys talk for a second.
I want to see so badly what the first guy you ever hooked up with looks like.
You're going to be oddly impressed.
Really? Okay.
Do not show the camera.
And how old were you when you hooked up with this dude?
He sucked my dick when I was 16 or 17.
Okay.
Oh, dude, the first guy I hooked up with was super hot and married with children now. Oh my God, Zach! You serious?
Let me get a look.
Do not show the camera.
Good God Almighty! That is a fucking winner what chicken dinner.
Oh man!
Woo!
Wow! Wow!
Get him on the horn. Where's he now?
He used to be on my horn.
Woo-wee! Dude, where's he now?
I don't know. He's being a fucking hot gay guy somewhere.
Call him up.
You're impressed, right?
I'll take a whiff at him.
You're vaguely impressed, aren't you?
Vaguely. I'm verbally impressed. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, he wasn't buff like that, but he was in really good shape.
Damn.
Hot.
Thank you.
He looks hotter than any guy you guys have gotten.
What would you know about that?
No.
Listen.
Harrington's ready to fight me.
Listen, I've pulled some baddies. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Kim's got a pretty good track record other than one or two.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I fucked up a couple times, but they're all really good looking.
You must get so many creeps in your DMs from those thirst traps you post.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like when you're twitching and stuff. Do you guys hit on you in the Twitch
all
the time?
There's one dude that literally keeps sending me money on Venmo, and he's like, can you just please insult me on your podcast?
What?
And he sends me hundreds of dollars.
Nuh-uh.
And he just wants me to make fun of him and like call him an idiot. And
are
I
you
just,
going to?
I don't know. I said,
keep
I said
money
maybe.
Out of him.
Should I say something mean about him on Broad Topics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, cool. I'm just trying to find this dude.
Because he's
I don't
a
know.
Simp bitch if he's listening.
Yeah, fuck him.
Little pussy.
Yeah.
Empty out your bank account. Empty out your bank account, you little piggy bitch.
You small
That's
dick.
One of the Wachowskis, I think, is.
What? A piggy bitch?
Yeah. The sisters that make the Matrix movies.
Oh.
I heard that
one
new
of them's
sucked.
Always broke.
Really?
Because they're a pay pig. And that's why they've made some of their shittier movies.
Wow.
It's because they like to empty their bank account into dominatrix's accounts.
What? How does that get a guy off?
I don't
just
know, but this dude
life?
Loves
financial
sending.
Domination.
Yeah, but what is that about? Like, how and does that...
Sometimes, like, there is one guy that kept asking me pictures for my feet, and I said, no, I'll never send you a picture. Like, I've told people on Instagram, if you want a picture of my feet, you got to pay, like, $600. And you'll get a far away, blurry-ass picture. This dude was paying for my nails, and I would send him a reflection of my feet in, like, shitty, like, water.
Right.
Like, you couldn't even see, like, he could barely see the feet, and he would pay for my nails every single time.
Really?
And I was sending water, far away feet pictures. And a full set and a pedicure, $75, $80. Every 2 weeks.
A dude recently sent me a picture
Plus
of himself fisting his
it.
Own asshole.
What?
I can't find
oh, I
it.
I think I got that too.
You got that? And
yes.
It's definitely, it seems like the guy whose Instagram it is, like it doesn't seem like he just found a picture. It seems like he got down, fisted his own asshole with a timer on the camera. I can't find it, bro, but...
He time-fisted himself.
He time-fisted himself, bro.
Dude, that would be such a good action movie, time-fisting.
Yeah.
Only
I wish I could
he
find
could
it.
Go back in time and fist his own ass to save the world.
It's like, obviously, this guy's thing is just knowing that we've seen the picture. Like, I think he just sends the picture liking that we're going to see it and be like, ew.
I could make so much more money. Like, the amount of money I turned down just for simple requests, I could probably just live off of.
Yeah,
like,
but you have
like
integrity.
Like, fart in a jar.
Yeah. I know. It's
oh, the fart in the jar.
Do you think it's bad that I sent blurry toes?
No.
No.
Do you
no.
think it's bad that I'm that the Simps offer me money and I'll just accept it?
That's fine. That's just free money.
Okay.
I do think it's fucked up that women can do that, and that'll never happen to most men.
It's not fucked up that we. It's not fucked up that
it's because
we do
it's,
it. It's just sucks.
It's because pussy is a seller's market.
Yeah.
Okay. The difference between these two sides of the table.
Mm-hmm.
Oil.
It's like 500
tap
pounds.
Water.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys will do anything for free. Chicks set the price on what chicks do.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've gotten creepy, like, do you have videos of you farting?
What?
From, like, do they're always, like, so weirdly autistic requests. Because they'll never be like, I think it's hot. They'll be like, I just think it's really funny when fat guys fart. And it's just, it's my favorite kind of humor.
So weird.
And it's like, you like it.
I'm like, dude, you're going to jerk off to this.
You love it. Yeah. I mean,
do you have any movies?
You're like dude, you're going to jerk off to this.
Yeah. No, they always go like, are you in any movies where you fart? Because I did like the trauma movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have any movies you've done where you fart or you go to the bathroom? Because I think that's the funniest. But they're always like weirdly autistic dudes.
There was a kid that would hit me up on AIM Instant Messenger when I was in like 7th grade or whatever. And he'd be like, have you ever been at a sleepover and a girl has seen you in your boxers? And I was like, what? And he was like super weird. He wore transition lenses, and now he's a cop.
And he transitioned.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
yeah,
the winningest woman in Jeopardy history is trans.
Solid.
It's insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just
goes to show that, you know, men's brains are smarter than women's.
Well, I feel like it's kind of
no.
Oh, I mean, yes, right. That's what we're all thinking, Ian, obviously.
Yeah, that's the bit.
Yeah. I'll take no shit for 200, Ian.
Dude, I want to do a thing where...
It looks like Amy Schumer.
Oh, my God.
Amy Schumer.
By the way, I have no problem with this. I feel like, competitions of the mind are just different, like than a physical race.
I agree.
Yeah, it's like that couldn't possibly
matter. That's a good point.
The NCAA, like UPenn swimming champion or whatever. I think that's way more fucked up than somebody just beating someone else in trivia. You know?
I don't hate a mind win.
Yeah, no. Why would? What's the difference? Because men and women compete in Jeopardy anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's the possible difference?
It's just that now, I mean, she's taken all the records for women. I guess people are upset about it, but
I think it doesn't bother me at all. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But if it was like a race or like a wrestling match, and she was I'd be like, well, this is a little fucked up.
Harrington, did you have something to add?
She got mugged over the weekend.
Where?
It didn't say, it just said on her Twitter, she said that someone stole her phone, credit cards, and ID on Sunday.
Where, though? Does it say what city?
Let me check. It does not.
Ian's just trying to find out where she lives.
Yeah, yeah.
He's being sly about it. What was it in front of her house?
And like... also, does she sell farts?
No, she got that Jeopardy money now.
Right.
I know, right? I wonder if it was as much money as you think it's going to be.
It seems like you could make a killing off Jeopardy. Like,
I wonder if it was a coordinated attack,
you know?
Knowing she was a Jeopardy winner, or it was just a random mugging.
What are the odds of it randomly mugging somebody who's trans?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oakley. What are the chances muggers watch Jeopardy?
Yeah, true.
It happened in Oakland, Ian.
Okay, well.
Yeah, well, that's just where you get mugged.
Yeah.
Where did he get where?
It was in Oakland.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess Jeopardy money ain't that good.
Yeah. Man.
Hanging out in
Oakland? I don't think it was coordinated attack. You can't watch Jeopardy on a Boost Mobile. Right?
I'll take neighborhoods you should stay the fuck out of for 500.
Yeah, what was she doing in Oakland?
Well, I don't know. It says she's close to winning $1 million so far from Jeopardy. 897,000 over 24 straight days of winning.
I mean, that's kind of smart to fucking figure out who's getting rich on Jeopardy and then coordinate a mugging on them.
I don't think that's possibly what happened.
No, I think it was a random.
That's kind of like looking up the obituaries, finding out when someone's going to a funeral and then going and robbing their house.
She may not even have the money yet.
You would never assume that they have it in cash on their person.
You just steal those big checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not a rapper.
Yo, what'd you get? A lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah, yeah. Someone gets a coordinated attack from Price is Right. They just steal like a toaster.
Remember when the Price is Right gifted the comedian? There was a comedian on it in a wheelchair, and they gifted her a treadmill.
Nuh-uh.
As a prize, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
All right. What do you want to do before we get out of here? Do you want to do another
you
story?
Do one more or you story? Want to get
some butt? Let's save the butts.
Yeah, let's do one more story.
Okay. I mean, I know the answers to all the buttholes today, so it's not even fun.
We already did kind of talk about farts in a jar, right?
Yeah, we've talked about, I've been talking about farts in jars for fucking 2 weeks already.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
What about sharts in a jar?
I want to see this. A viewer called to criticize a TV anchor in Missouri over being very Asian.
I love it.
Mike, you had some more information about this one, too.
Yeah, so it seems like they went around like the news desk or whatever, just talking to people at a CNN affiliate in Missouri, and they were like, hey, what do you have for New Year's dinner? And one of the anchors said she ate dumpling soup and explained it's what a lot of Korean people do.
It's like they're like sharing recipes or like...
No, they were just talking about like what you guys did for your New Year's, right? So like mm-hmm. you talked about going home and having dinner with your family. I'm sure it was a very traditional Italian meal. For her, it was dumpling soup.
Okay. Well,
the people of Missouri were not happy about that at all and did not like that kind of Asian talk on their TV screen.
What?
Hi, this evening your Asian anchor mentioned something about being Asian and Asian people eat dumplings on New Year's, and I kind of take offense to that because what if one of your white anchors said, well, white people eat this on New Year's Day? I don't think it was very appropriate that she said that, and she was being very Asian. I don't know. She can keep her Korean to herself.
She can keep her Korean to herself. Oh, that rules.
It's not even their New Year.
Dude, you know that there's like a whole subculture of Asian Mississippi Delta?
Mm-mm.
Dude, look up Chinese
Asian Mississippi Delta.
You're talking
Delta.
Like an
Chinese
airline.
People. Dude, it is with Asian people with deep mm-hmm. Southern accents.
I love that
it
so
is
much.
Awesome. And every woman that talks, I want them to be my
I want
to
hear
grandma.
An Asian with a Southern accent right now.
I love that.
Type in Southern Mississippi Delta.
I want to hear you try to do an Asian with a Southern accent first, though.
All right, hold on. Let me. It might go a little something like this. Oh, come on. No. A happy new year, y'all. No, here it is.
When you were old enough to be able to see over the counter, many of us started working in the store. It was just expected of us.
Living
and working alongside our mom and dad was 7 days a week.
No.
Morning until night. I mean, even Christmas Day.
Even Christmas
Day. That was 365 days a year.
You know, there's one thing I didn't even realize.
Sometimes it's so Southern, and sometimes it gives you almost like a, you know when you put citrus in a food? Just a hint of Asian. It's more Southern than Asian. It's tripping me the fuck out.
Pass soy sauce, y'all.
But yeah.
I just want to... have that woman like comfort me and like sit on her carpet and just
dude,
like,
that was the most beautiful accent
things.
I've ever heard.
Right?
She
Isn't
even
it
had
so
like more volume to her hair than any other Asian woman
yes,
I've
dude.
Ever seen. Like,
well, honey, that's the humidity.
Like,
yeah,
yeah.
That's the humidity when you're cooking in a wok.
I'm as tired as the Dickens been walking around all morning collecting cans.
Can you take your shoes off at the door?
Come on, honey. Now, you know we don't eat soup with chopsticks.
Now, take a seat on the floor for dinner.
You got a bee? Not in this house.
Now, honey, do me a favor and go get your violin or else we gonna bind them feet again.
You know what would be funny? To get canceled for using the stereotypes of Asians being smarter. Like, that would be funny if someone pulled this up and be like, look, they're saying their students get A's. I feel like that's the future.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Someone's going to get canceled for
positive
calling an
stereotypes
Asian.
Stereotypes are eventually going to be also negative. Mm-hmm.
That's next.
You think?
Yeah. They're going to be like, you can't say black dudes have big dicks.
No, that one, I bet that one sticks around.
There's got to be an Asian student out there somewhere who's insecure about getting good grades and
tries
the wrong
worse.
Number, the like... enters the wrong thing on their math homework and shit like that.
I bet they're Asian students that calculate how they can get the lowest A.
just to still look cool.
I bet that's a lot of pressure, though, like knowing that that's a stereotype. And if you like don't do well, you're letting not
your
only
parents
your parents
down,
but racists
society?
As well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like if you fail a math test, it's like, what the fuck's wrong with you, fucking ping pong?
Yeah.
Fucking ping pong.
Poor kid.
Let's do one more thing before we get out of here, Bubbas.
Which one? What is a kill switch in a new car? Mm.
I liked this story. It's kind of like bare bones. It's exactly what it says, but basically they're saying
that
they're going to put kill switches in the new cars in the future so that like authorities could
turn the car off.
Turn the car off.
No way.
At any moment, like during a police.
I feel like somebody's going to be able to hack that immediately.
Right?
Anything the police do.
The second I get a boyfriend, I'm finding out the password to that kill switch.
You're brand of crazy. Dude. So,
I say we make them.
I mean, you have to imagine it couldn't engage after a certain speed because it would just throw you through the fucking windshield.
I know, right?
Like,
so is that kind of like
sense.
One of those saws that when you put your finger up to it, it immediately stops so you don't get cut?
I don't know about those.
You don't know about those saws?
I do know. The videos are crazy of them.
Yo, Harrington, pull that up. That's way more interesting than a fucking kill switch
in
a car.
I saw this TikTok of this dude. He had a toothpick in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And he said, sometimes it's better to be lucky than stupid or something like that. And it was the saw piece had broke and literally split the toothpick and stopped at his lips.
No.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I saw that one.
Split the toothpick in half.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And he was holding it in his mouth, like doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what stopped
it
from
have
cutting his face.
Taken his face apart. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Usually I think TikTok is a piece of Chinese technology set to tear us from the inside out.
Oh, it is.
And ruin the fabric of society. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Dude, mental illness TikTok is insane.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen some of that shit?
It depends on what we might be in whole. I think me and you have way different algorithms.
Way different mental
TikTok.
Illnesses.
Yeah, we have different mental illnesses for sure.
Totally.
Yeah, they're there, but they're cousins.
Yeah. Kissing cousins. Wait, show the fingers on the saw, Harrington. What? Why don't you talk on mic?
Sorry, I was looking for it. It's not as easy to find as I remember it being.
You know, Ian, why don't you take one day and be a producer?
You know what? No.
We sound like the elite up here.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is so fucking gnarly.
I don't want to be the guy that tests this.
No.
Look at that.
So earlier in this video, they tested it with a hot dog.
With a hot dog. That's a hot dog.
No, that's the guy's finger.
No, that's not
a
finger.
That's
an
actual
finger.
Are you confused between a finger and a hot dog?
That's a hot dog.
It actually doesn't look like
it
has a fingerprint. It looks like the fingerprint's been burnt off.
That's a hot dog.
No, that's a finger.
That's a hot dog.
Okay.
That's a dick.
Look at
that's very clearly
that's a finger.
How do you think that's a hot dog? Why do you get pale hot dogs where there's blood at the tip of them?
All right. It's a finger.
I want to see where it stops. It looks like it never stopped and just tickled the tip.
Who the fuck is testing that with their finger?
This looks like a porn stage.
So yeah, this is it.
Oh, yeah, it disappears like that.
I don't like it.
But how does it know finger and wood?
I don't trust it. I don't care how many times it works properly.
Okay, why are they not pushing the finger forward to try it?
Because they don't want to risk it.
They probably cut their finger off.
How does it know finger versus wood?
Yes.
Why isn't anybody concerned about this?
Harrington, look
it
up.
There's one thing Kim knows.
It's finger versus wood. There's a huge difference, like 6 inches. One's really hard.
And the other one drives an Uber.
So here's how it works. It sends an electrical current through the blade into the material that is being sliced. So it sends out like electrical pings to be like, is this living tissue? If it is, destroy the saw blade. Like to make that mechanism happen, if your finger touches it, you ruin the entire saw. Right? Like the saw motor just falls out and you have to like replace the whole
thing.
How
much would it take to put your dick through that?
Because it's still going to hit the tip.
Nope.
Does it cut you a little bit?
No. Look, Zach's getting hard right now.
Zach, you smash your dick in a rat trap.
Zach literally
How much would it take
that.
For you to put your dick in that?
Oof.
He would pay about...
Yeah, that's scary, dude. See, what I would be afraid of, of the ring getting caught and it takes and it rips the ring. And then I forked my dick.
All right. That's a show. What?
Oh, my forked penis? You don't want a picture of my forked penis?
No.
Phoebe,
and then
Seymour?
It would be split at the end.
No.
Oh, yeah, and then he gets yanked out.
You would be in the hospital while
and
that
And then
heals.
I just got to suck a stump. What?
I would be. That's a hospitalization.
Yeah, a
then
couple.
You have two dicks.
A couple weeks in the hospital.
Than one?
It's true.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. Thank you so much to our guests. Please check out Broad Topics here on the Gas Digital Network. And I want to thank our guests. You guys are the best. Kimberly Congdon.
We love both of you.
We love
Alex,
you.
Kim,
for
I can't,
having us,
ever
guys.
Since the new 90 Day Fiance, I can't look at you and not want to go, Kimberly.
I know. I hear that guy saying that too.
And on behalf of my good buddy Ian Finance and myself, this is me saying, bye guys.